Okay, so onwards to step 5. It's time to start populating the HTML skeleton with something more meaningful. In this section, you'll be pasting over the code that's currently contained in index.html. I'll walk you through the code that you're about to use first, and then you can copy it over with me at the end of the section. So just focus on understanding for now. At the top of the HTML page, you've got some simple boilerplate HTML5 markup. Inside the head tag, you have a title for the page and a meta tag specifying the character set that the page will use to store the text correctly in case you're using any special characters in your text. You also import your style sheet in the head as shown, so CSS styles can be applied to the HTML elements as needed using code from style.css that you'll write later. Okay, onto the body. In the body, you can see you start with a section tag with ID of demos, and initially its class is set to invisible. The reason this is invisible to begin with is because you want to wait for the machine learning model to load before you enable the elements that can be interacted with. You'll see later on how you change this class when the model loads to ungrade the interactive elements to visually indicate the page is ready and to be used by the end user. You then have a paragraph tag with some descriptive text for the end user, nothing special here, and then you have a div element with an ID of live view that essentially contains a button and a video as child elements, which enable the webcam and render the video respectively. It's worth noting here that for the video, the autoplay attribute is set, meaning that when you pass the webcam stream to be played, it will start playing automatically once the stream is available. Continuing down the HTML here, you then have 3 JavaScript imports. The first one imports the TensorFlow.js library, just like you would do for any other library you wanted to use. And the second import is for the pre-trained model, in this case, the Cocoa SSD model, so it's available for you to use. Note, this must come after the TensorFlow.js library, as it depends on the library features in order to work. Finally, you can import script.js, which is a file you will be writing all of your custom JavaScript today in this code lab. So that's all there is to the HTML. It's pretty simple. So go ahead and copy the code directly from step 5 in the code lab and paste it over the existing contents of the index.html file shown to update the code with what you just saw. Feel free to pause the video and continue once you've done this. Next, check that the live preview window updated with the new content. By default, it shows to the right of the code, but if you can't see the live preview window for some reason, click on the Show button near the top and select where you would like it to preview the code output. You can choose from a new window or next to the code. Once the live preview appears, if you updated the file correctly, your live preview of the HTML page should look similar to this. If not, go back and check that you copied over everything exactly as shown in the code lab. Of course, the button will not do anything right now as it's just HTML. You'll be adding the JavaScript code shortly to control that. Okay, in step 6, it's time to add some default styles so things will look presentable later on. In this section, you'll copy the default styles provided into the style.css file. Now, this course is not about teaching you CSS. Knowing CSS was a prerequisite for the course, and there's nothing particularly fancy going on here in this CSS code. So I won't be explaining what each line does, but feel free to read the CodeLab text for further details if needed. Essentially, these styles will allow us to gray out certain parts of the page until the model is ready, and also assist you in drawing bounding boxes around the found objects later on using absolute positioning of the elements. So go ahead and copy the styles from step 6 and paste them over what was currently in style.css as shown. Note that there are 2 boxes to copy from this step in the code lab, as you can see from the screen capture on this slide. Don't forget that the second set of styles should be added in addition to the first set and appended to style.css. When you're ready to continue with the video, feel free. Great! So if you copied over the styles correctly, your live preview should now look similar to this, with the button and second paragraph grayed out by default. Head on to the next section, where you'll write the JavaScript code to bring the app to life.